Investment Flash.
Buddy, the Fed's ready to hike and admits its main tool doesn't fix supply inflation. That's the London Morning in a nutshell.
It's Friday, September 11th, London edition. I'm Marie with Tom and Gerald.
And Gerald, that sell long duration treasuries call from yesterday, looking pretty sharp this morning.
Fair enough. Though to be fair, it was already crowded. Let's not celebrate until the CPI lands.
Polymarket just named Warren Jensen CFO. Ex-Amazon, ex-Delta. They're building a regulated U.S. exchange, and DraftKings should be nervous.
Hold on. This same morning, ESMA says prediction markets are rife with insider trading. Europe's reaching for the rulebook while the U.S. rolls out the red carpet. That split is the real trade.
Exactly. Sell DraftKings, sell Flutter. The regulatory overhang on one side, the competitive threat on the other.
100%.
And on oil, Iraq's tendering supertankers to go through Hormuz. And buyers doubt China can cut imports again. That's a supply risk premium, buddy.
Yeah, look. It's three Bloomberg pieces all pointing the same way. Buy crude, buy frontline, buy Scorpio tankers. But it's not a two-week trade.
Fair, but the tanker charters move fast when war risk hits. Frontline could gap on any headline.
Just remember, these are inferred signals from one source, but the direction is consistent.
Now the big one. Bloomberg has Fed officials ready to hike if CPI doesn't improve, while admitting the main tool does little on supply inflation. Combine that with Trump's cash payout pledge hitting treasuries into a 30-year auction. The long end is the squeeze.
Right, and that's the problem. Fiscal is loose, supply is sticky, and rates are the release valve. Short long-dated treasuries, buy short treasuries, buy inflation-protected bonds, buy gold.
But hold on. If Friday's CPI prints soft, every short treasury in this digest unwinds violently. That trade is already crowded.
Fair point. But the CPI would have to be really soft to undo the fiscal pledge. The auction itself is telling you something.
Exactly. Supply-led inflation that policy can't fix. That's the whole story.
100%.
And FT Alphaville is asking whether we're worrying about a new China shock too early. If it's overestimated, Chinese large caps and European autos are mispriced.
Buy BMW, buddy. European automakers are the most exposed to Chinese competition. If the shock is overhyped, that's a relief trade.
It's one column, short on data, but the timing call is the point. Watch China equities, don't short them yet.
Exactly. The discipline is useful. If the shock is already priced, the discount on Chinese large caps looks less warranted.
Over in the UK, First Rand wants out of Aldermore by year-end after that car loan saga. That's a clean read on how badly motor finance claims hit lender economics.
So, buy First Rand, sell Lloyds? The redress cycle is still heavy for the most exposed UK lender.
And it's a structural shift. Regulation is repricing UK consumer credit. Lloyds is the obvious short.
Yeah, look, that's the trade. Also, in the UK, mayors can now introduce an unlimited tourism tax. No cap, no parliamentary sign-off, just dial it up. Sell Intercontinental, sell Whitbread.
An unlimited tax on holidayers. That's one way to keep the Premier Inn breakfast buffet slightly less crowded.
Fair enough. But it's not a joke for city hotels. This hits dense UK footprints directly.
Exactly. The Premier Inn is the most exposed.
And here's the best enterprise AI story. Latham & Watkins bought NVIDIA servers to run open-weight models in-house. A law firm, not a hyperscaler. NVIDIA demand is broadening.
But it's also a substitution threat to Microsoft and Amazon. If enterprises can self-host, they don't need OpenAI or Anthropic.
It's one law firm. But the direction is clear. This is a concrete sign enterprise demand is moving beyond the frontier enders.
Exactly. Sell Microsoft, sell Amazon, buy NVIDIA.
And the coal story is quantified.
U.S. coal-fired generation fell 11% in the first half, despite Trump's revival push. Cheaper natural gas is taking share.
Political intervention lost to market economics. Who knew? Sell Peabody, buy natural gas.
It's almost like price beats policy. But to be fair, it's a long-term trend, not a two-week trade.
Intesa shareholders approved the share issue to fund that 35.4 billion euro bid from Monte dei Paschi. That's a floor under the target shares.
Buy Intesa, buy Monte dei Paschi. Consolidation catalyst, confirmed acquirer, hard to argue.
And a landscape-changing deal for Italian banking. The consolidation trade now has a hard catalyst.
Franklin Templeton moved past the Western asset crisis and hit $1.8 trillion in assets. That's a re-rating story, not just flows.
A damaged franchise at trillion-plus scale without collapsing? Buy Franklin Resources.
Just make sure it's not a head fake. Reputational recovery is hard to quantify, but the scale is real. And the online fashion story. Primark is finally launching delivery after years of saying it doesn't work. That's a direct assault on pure play online fast fashion.
Sell ASOS, sell Zalando. A low price giant entering delivery is a nightmare for them.
Primark discovered that no delivery wasn't a strategy, it was a sales slump. Took them a while.
Ah, fair play, Gerald.
And the most original take today is that FT Alphaville column. It's not just saying watch China. It's asking whether the shock is already priced and whether early worry is recency bias.
But if the shock is overestimated, then Chinese large caps in European autos are mispriced. That's a call to action, not just a question.
Exactly. It forces discipline. Until the next trade print, watch China equities. Don't short them. Here's our view. Today's tape is about tools that stopped working. The Fed admits its main tool does little on supply inflation, while fiscal policy is loose and rates are the squeeze point.
And on supply, Iraq's tanker tender, China's import lever looks spent. Total Energy's spending $10 billion in Angola just to hold output flat. Supply is sticky.
Okay, but the bear case is that most of these signals are single-sourced and slow-burning. If CPI prints soft, the crowded short treasury trade unwinds fast.
Fair, but nothing on the tape contradicts a soft landing. It just argues the runway is narrower than bulls think.
And what's missing is the dollar. With hike talk, fiscal slippage, and a China shock debate live, the dollar should be leading coverage, and it isn't. That silence is a signal.
So the cleanest expression isn't one ticker, it's dispersion. U.S. and European regulation are splitting on prediction markets. AI demand is shifting from vendors to in-house stocks, and energy bears are losing release valves. Own the spread, not the level.
Exactly. That's the constructive takeaway. We'd rather own the spread until the data thickens.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources. We're back later today at 9 a.m. New York time for the New York edition.
See you there, buddy. Until then, trade the spread, not the level.
And remember, if the Fed says the tool doesn't work, maybe stop hitting the nail with it.